Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we have a custom-tailored exploration designed specifically for you.
Yeah, this is a big one.
It really is. I mean, imagine this. You are standing in the center of the living room you grew up in. Every single shelf, every drawer, the basement, the attic, it is all just packed to the brim with 40 or 50 years of accumulated life.
Just reading that scenario makes me stressed.
Right. And you're standing there holding like a chipped ceramic coffee mug in one hand, maybe a stack of faded medical bills in the other, and your aging parent is watching you from the doorway, just completely defenseless.
Yeah, arms crossed.
Exactly. And the clock is ticking on an assisted living move-in date. Your sibling is texting you from three states away with, incredibly unhelpful suggestions, and you can literally feel your blood pressure throbbing in your temples.
Which is such a universal feeling.
Yes, if you've ever had to help a loved one downsize, you know exactly how daunting this is.
It's really this profound collision of love and logistics. And, well, usually the logistics completely overwhelm the love.
That is so true.
We approach it expecting this straightforward physical task, right? Like, okay, I'm just putting objects into cardboard boxes and moving them across town. But we almost immediately discover that we've walked onto an emotional minefield.
Because it's never just stuff.
Exactly. Every object represents a memory. So sorting those objects requires processing decades of family history in real time, which is exhausting.
And that dynamic is exactly what we are dissecting today. We are looking through an incredibly detailed operations manual and basically an organizational philosophy from a company called Living Well Senior Logistics.
Based out in New Jersey, right?
Right, in Ocean and Monmouth County, New Jersey. But listen, even if you do not live anywhere near New Jersey, you really need to stick with this.
Because the framework applies everywhere.
Completely. What we have in these documents isn't just a brochure for a moving service. It is basically a masterclass in the psychology of human transitions. Okay, let's unpack this. What they have built is a highly structured framework for navigating one of the most stressful family events imaginable and doing it without fracturing your relationships in the process.
Which is the dream. Our mission today is to extract the stress-reducing mechanisms this company uses. We are going to analyze their operation so you can understand the hidden emotional architecture of senior transitions.
Because it is definitely hidden.
It is. And whether you are facing the scenario tomorrow or, 10 years from now, understanding how to manage this specific kind of overwhelm is just an invaluable life skill. I mean, it shifts the experience from a crisis to a manageable process.
Absolutely. So before we even look at the physical mechanics of moving the cardboard boxes, the moving trucks, the floor plans, we have to start where Living Well Senior Logistics starts.
Which is the emotional state.
Right. Reading through their internal guidelines, they start entirely with the emotional landscape, specifically the vocabulary their team is allowed to use.
I love this part.
It's wild. They have these incredibly strict internal rules about language. Like, they explicitly ban a whole list of words from their marketing, their initial consultations, their entire process.
The Lamish protocols are striking because they fundamentally rely on cognitive framing. I mean, they understand that the words you use literally dictate the reality the client experiences.
Right, like your body actually reacts to the
Yes,
words.
the brain responds physiologically to the vocabulary we are exposed to.
So they instruct their staff to absolutely avoid toxic, high-stress words. Words like crisis, burden, guilt, trauma.
Guilt is a huge one in these families.
Oh, for sure. And also forced, decline, institutionalized, abandonment, and end of life. They're completely stricken from the record.
They just don't say them.
Never. Instead, they deliberately train their team to use words like transition, support, clarity, calm, respect, dignity, and familiar.
What's fascinating here is the underlying psychological mechanism. I mean, moving an aging parent is rarely just a physical shift of objects from point A to point B.
It's much deeper than that.
Right. It is a profound identity shift. When you use words like decline or forced, you are immediately stripping the senior of their autonomy. You are signaling to them that they are a problem to be managed, like a diminishing entity.
And no one wants to feel like a problem.
Exactly. Their nervous system reacts to that by going into a defensive fight or flight state. But when you frame the process around words like dignity and transition, the language itself dictates whether the senior feels honored or whether they feel processed.
It literally lowers the cortisol levels in the room.
It sets a completely different temperature for the entire family dynamic.
I kept thinking about that identity shift, like the process of editing a movie. Downsizing a longtime family home is basically like trying to take a sprawling 3-hour epic documentary of someone's entire life.
Oh, that's a great way to put it.
Right, and edit it down to a 2-minute trailer. It's not just getting rid of stuff. Hmm. It is the agonizing process of deciding which memories actually make the final cut.
Yes.
You are staring at a dining room table, but it's not just wood and screws. It's 30 years of Thanksgiving dinners.
That is exactly why siblings clash so fiercely.
Exactly. You're not arguing over furniture. You're arguing over whose memory of childhood is more important to preserve in that 2-minute trailer.
That analogy captures the tension perfectly because you are editing a life's legacy down to a smaller square footage, which inherently means leaving things on the cutting room floor.
And that hurts.
It does. And that brings up a crucial revelation about who Living Well's main client actually is.
Wait, it's not the senior?
Well, yes, they are serving the senior, ensuring their dignity. But the primary audience for this service, the person who actually needs the lifeline, is the overwhelmed adult child.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
It's the son or daughter trying to coordinate an impossible puzzle from out of state. They are managing facility deadlines, mediating sibling disputes over that dining room table, and, you know, trying to keep their own job and nuclear family afloat simultaneously.
So Living Well is really speaking directly to the crushing weight on that adult child.
Precisely.
And the company's solution to that emotional overwhelm is a rigid but very gentle physical structure. They start with what they call move planning visits.
Which is so smart.
Yeah. This isn't a consultation with clipboards and box cutters. It's just a calm starting point to talk through the reality of the situation before anyone touches a single possession.
Just breathing in the space together.
Right. Then they move into their downsizing support, which revolves around their 7 decision categories.
The 7 categories are essentially the structural antidote to decision fatigue.
Because there are so many decisions.
Exactly. When a human being looks at a house full of 40 years of belongings, the brain's executive function simply freezes. It's too much data. You cannot process 1,000 micro decisions in a single afternoon without suffering cognitive overload.
So their system forces every single item in the house to go into one of these 7 buckets.
And only these 7.
Right. The categories are bring to the new home, give to family, donate, sell, store, dispose, or, and this is the one that really got my attention, unsure.
Ah, the unsure box.
Yeah, meaning family decision needed. They also emphasize thoroughly documenting and photographing items before they are given away or sold, which seems totally designed to ease the anxiety of letting things go.
Yes, because if the memory is preserved in a high-quality photo, you don't necessarily need the physical object.
Right, you still have the memory.
And that unsure category acts as a psychological pressure relief valve. If a senior is hesitating over, say, a rusted garden trowel or a chipped teacup, you do not force a keep or throw away ultimatum right then and there.
Because that just causes a fight.
Right. Ultimatums cause distress and dig up defensive heels. So you put it in the unsure category, which safely defers the decision.
Oh, I see.
It removes the immediate threat, allowing the brain to calm down, and pushes the choice to a moment when the emotional temperature of the room is much lower.
Okay, I'm reading this framework, and my immediate thought, sort of embodying the skepticism you might be feeling as a listener, is why am I paying for this?
Right, the DIY impulse.
Yeah. I mean, I can go to the hardware store. I can buy a label maker, a bunch of color-coded tape, and some cardboard boxes. My sibling and I could just categorize this stuff ourselves over a 3-day holiday weekend.
Sounds easy on paper.
Right. What is the actual mechanism preventing a family from just DIYing this entire process?
Well, you certainly could buy the label maker and the tape. But you cannot buy your way out of the parent-child dynamic.
Oof, yeah.
That is the invisible roadblock. When you, the adult child, try to run this sorting process, you are carrying decades of familial baggage into the room.
I didn't even think of that.
The moment you suggest throwing away a specific lamp because it's broken, your parent isn't hearing a logical, logistical suggestion.
Mm.
They are hearing the teenager who never respected their belongings.
Oh, wow. That is so true.
A neutral third party completely bypasses that dynamic. They represent an objective professional presence. So when a professional suggests donating the lamp, it's just logistics.
It's not a personal attack.
Exactly. It de-escalates the natural friction because the historical baggage is removed from the equation.
I really hadn't considered the historical baggage as an active variable. It's not the sorting that's inherently hard. It's the history attached to the person doing the sorting.
Exactly. And the second reason you cannot easily execute this over a weekend is the sheer magnitude of what LivingWell calls vendor coordination.
Oh, because the sorting is only phase one.
Yes, sorting is just the beginning.
Because I'm looking at their list of managed vendors, and the scope is staggering. It goes way far beyond just renting a moving truck.
Oh, absolutely. You are simultaneously attempting to coordinate the actual physical movers, the donation pickup charities, for the furniture you aren't keeping.
Well, they have their own weird schedules.
Right. Plus the junk removal teams for the refuse, the deep cleaners to prepare the home for sale, the handymen to fix the drywall, the estate sale companies, the short-term storage facility providers.
That is a lot of phone calls.
Trying to sync all those disparate schedules is a full-time logistical nightmare. If the jink haulers are late, the movers can't access the basement, and the entire timeline cascades into failure.
A total domino effect.
Exactly. LivingWell acts as the central node, taking that entire web of coordination completely off the family's plate.
They orchestrate the entire symphony so the family doesn't have to learn how to conduct.
Beautifully said.
But I'm noticing something else in their operational documents. Understanding what a company like this does is helpful, but I'm trying to figure out how they maintain trust in such a volatile environment. And looking at their boundary list, it seems their true value is defined entirely by what they explicitly refuse to do.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, boundaries are often far more defining than capabilities, especially in high-stress service industries.
Right. Their boundary list is incredibly strict. They enthusiastically point out what they are not.
They want you to know.
They state clearly, they are not a licensed moving company physically driving the big trucks. They are not a medical provider.
Right.
They're not a caregiver agency. They're not legal advisors drafting wills, not financial advisors, not estate appraisers, and they are absolutely not real estate brokers.
That last one is key.
And maybe most importantly, they state right at the top. They do not decide if a senior should move, and they never, under any circumstances, force a parent to move.
This boundary setting is the core reason their model works. By refusing to be the ones physically driving the truck or offering medical advice or acting as the real estate broker trying to sell the house, LivingWell fiercely protects their role as the objective, calming coordinator.
They stay in their lane.
Exactly. Think of it like building a custom home. They are the general contractor.
Okay.
The general contractor doesn't personally pour the concrete or install the electrical wiring. They oversee the specialist to ensure the house actually gets built according to the master blueprint. LivingWell is the general contractor of the transition.
That makes total sense, because if they were to cross those boundaries, say, if they stepped in to act as a real estate broker, the parent would suddenly suspect a hidden motive.
Instantly.
The parent might think, oh, they just want me out of this house so they can make a commission on the sale. All that hard-earned trust would evaporate instantly.
The perceived objectivity would be destroyed. It creates a safe container when boundaries are rigid. The adult children know exactly what to expect. And more importantly, the aging parent knows that LivingWell isn't there to force them into a nursing home or appraise their life's worth for a quick sale.
Right.
They are simply there to help execute a plan that the family has already agreed upon.
I'm trying to figure out how a logistics company even knows to draw these specific emotional boundaries. Most moving companies just want to get the job done, collect their check, and leave.
Get in and get out.
Yeah. Where does this deeply empathetic playbook come from? You don't just wake up one day and invent a moving coordination service rooted in advanced psychology.
No, you definitely don't. The founder's origin story is the skeleton key that unlocks why this company operates with such precision and empathy. It wasn't born out of a logistics seminar. It was born out of profound, heavy human experience.
Right. Looking into the backstory of the company's founder, the puzzle pieces really snapped together.
Yeah.
She is an immigrant from the Philippines who spent over 20 years working her way up through the American healthcare system.
A very demanding environment.
Very. She worked extensively in home care, she worked in hospice support, healthcare marketing, and eventually she owned and operated her own home healthcare company in New Jersey.
Wow.
Yeah, she spent 2 decades serving seniors and families in their most vulnerable, frightened moments before founding LivingWell Senior Logistics. Now, here's where it gets really interesting. How does a background in hospice and home healthcare directly translate to moving boxes and scheduling junk removal?
It translates flawlessly because both fields, at their core, require an elite almost superhuman level of emotional intelligence.
That makes a lot of sense.
Hospice and home care are fundamentally about dignity preservation under extreme duress. They are about stepping into a family's life during a time of immense vulnerability, fear, and loss of control, and mediating complex family dynamics with absolute grace.
You're dealing with human beings when their emotional skin is the thinnest it will ever be.
Precisely. The founder realized through that grueling healthcare work that senior moves are not logistical events. They are fundamentally human events disguised as logistics.
Disguised as logistics. I love that.
They involve acute grief over the loss of a family home, terror regarding the loss of independence, fear of the unknown, and, you know, the resurfacing of deep-seated family tensions.
The Thanksgiving table arguments again.
Exactly. Someone who knows how to hold space for a family in hospice knows exactly how to de-escalate a sibling argument over who gets the antique clock. It completely explains their brand tagline, senior moves made gentler.
Made gentler.
Yeah. They aren't treating the transition as a supply chain problem. They are treating it as a tender human transition that requires clinical level empathy.
Senior moves made gentler. It carries a lot more weight when you understand the hospice background driving it.
It really does.
So let's look at the final phase of this process, because the operations manual highlights a critical vulnerability here. We've done the move planning visit. We'll use the 7 categories to sort decades of memories.
Check, check.
We've coordinated the handyman, the donation trucks, and the objective third parties. The physical move actually happens. But the documents explicitly warn that the most dangerous emotional moment is what happens right after the boxes arrive at the new location.
The physical arrival is often the precise moment where the reality shock sets in.
Not the packing.
No. Throughout the packing process, adrenaline is carrying the family. But when the doors open to the new apartment or the assisted living facility, the adrenaline drops precipitously, and the profound disorientation of the new environment takes over.
Wow.
The brain realizes that everything is permanently changed.
I'm looking at this turnkey move and resettling support phase in their operations, and I'm honestly surprised for the level of detail. They don't just drop the boxes in the living room and hand over an invoice.
Far from it.
The move is not considered finished when the truck leaves. They go in and execute these incredibly intimate tasks on day one. I'm reading the list here. They literally make the bed.
Like hotel level.
Yes. They unpack and arrange the bathroom basics so the toothbrush is exactly where it should be. They organize the clothing in the closets. They set out the senior's familiar kitchen items and favorite snacks on the counter.
So it smells and looks right.
Exactly. They display the family photos on the dressers. They physically measure and position the senior's favorite chair so it faces the exact same way it did in the old house.
That is incredible.
Right. They plug in the lamps, set up the phone, ensure the TV's working, and verify that there are clear, safe walking paths without tripping hazards.
The neurological brilliance of this resettling process cannot be overstated. I mean, when an aging parent walks into a new assisted living facility, their brain is actively scanning for threats.
Because it's foreign.
Right. It is an unfamiliar, potentially sterile environment. The lighting is different. The smells are different. The acoustics are different. But when they walk through that door and their eyes immediately land on their favorite armchair, positioned perfectly next to the lamp they've read under for 20 years.
With the photos right there.
With their family photos looking right back at them, it intercepts the trauma response. The brain's threat detection system powers down.
Oh, that makes so much sense.
It prevents that terrifying, isolating feeling of being institutionalized. The entire goal of that meticulous setup is to manufacture immediate, visceral familiarity.
It is essentially hacking their physical environment to broadcast a signal of safety to their nervous system.
Completely.
Which brings me to a realization about the adult child's role in all of this. If living well is the entity meticulously making the bed, plugging in the lamps, and measuring the distance to the television, then the adult child doesn't have to act as the exhausted project manager anymore.
Not at all.
It sounds like living well is essentially buying the adult child the time to actually just, you know, be a son or daughter on moving day.
That is the ultimate deliverable. They get to perform the most important job of all. Instead of sweating through their shirt hunting for a missing Wi-Fi password or frantically searching for a box cutter or getting into a screaming match over a misaligned bed frame.
Which is what usually happens.
Right. Instead of all that, they can simply sit on the newly made bed with their parent. They can hold their hand, share a cup of coffee, validate their parents' feelings of loss, and provide the deep emotional anchoring that the parent desperately needs in that disorienting moment.
It is beautiful.
Living Well shoulders the entire burden of the logistics, so the family has the bandwidth to handle the love.
They shoulder the logistics so the family can handle the love. That perfectly synthesizes the immense value of what Living Well Senior Logistics has built. They provide the invisible scaffolding, the planning, the objective sorting, the vendor management, and the psychological resettling that surrounds a massive life transition.
The whole package.
The result is that the senior feels deeply respected and dignified, and the family feels supported rather than fractured by the stress. So if you are listening to this and you know you have a transition like this looming on the horizon for your own parents, or if you are in the thick of this logistical nightmare right now, you need to explore their resources.
Absolutely.
You can learn more about this entire framework directly from the source material by going to livingwellseniorlogistics.com. They also have a much shorter, easier domain to type, seniormove.care.
Highly recommend that one.
Even if you aren't located in New Jersey, I highly recommend going to the site and downloading their assisted living move checklist. It's incredibly thorough. Or if you happen to be in their operational area, you can request one of those low-stress move planning visits we analyzed.
Just a calm conversation.
Exactly. And notice their marketing approach when you go to the site, too. Their guidelines explicitly avoid aggressive sales tactics. They do not use high-pressure phrases like, book now before it's a crisis. They deliberately favor calm, measured messaging like, let's start with a calm plan.
It lowers the temperature before you even initiate contact.
Again, that resource is seniormove.care.
You know, as we conclude this analysis, this raises an important question, one that goes far beyond just helping our parents navigate their later years. Think back to that unsure box from the 7 sorting categories we discussed.
Oh, the psychological pressure relief valve.
Exactly. It serves as a powerful philosophical metaphor for all of us. Because eventually, whether we are packing up our parents' decades of accumulation or whether we are years from now packing up our own lives, we will all inevitably face that box.
Yeah, we will.
It makes you pause and evaluate your current surroundings. What are the objects in your own life that will end up in the unsure pile? We spend our entire adulthoods frantically accumulating possessions, filling our shelves, our closets, and our attics with items we think define our success.
Or stuff.
Right. But when the lens zooms all the way in and you are forced to distill your entire existence down to a single room, are the things you spent your life chasing actually the things that make a space feel like home? Or is home ultimately just the favorite chair, a familiar lamp, and the faded photographs of the people who loved you?
That is a profoundly heavy thought to chew on. Next time you are standing in the center of your living room, look around at the accumulation of your life and ask yourself what really makes the final cut for that 2-minute trailer. Thank you for joining us on this custom deep dive. Keep asking hard questions. Keep looking for the hidden frameworks that make human transitions a little gentler. And we will talk to you soon.